Arthur the King by Graham Fife, with music by Stephen Foe. Part 6, Guinevere, with Keith Baxter as King Arthur, Nicholas Farrell as Lancelot, and Jill Balkan as the Lady Guinevere.
This tide of All Hallows, give we praise to God full of might, to his mother, maiden bright, to his saints this holy night.
Amen.
We are in company again. Places filled that have been empty a long time. The flame rekindled burns on. The round table does not perish. And we are merry again.
Bring the wits. Break logs on the fire. King, the entertainment is ready.
Then let it begin.
Forward!
To remember our ancestors, their words, deeds, and customs, we read from history and annal at every festival. The felonies of felons, benevolence of barons. Whoever invented writing did a noble thing. And those who first made books to immortalize gracious acts and stirring words therein of kings and noblemen from ancient time deserve our esteem. All would have sunk in oblivion if authors did not record of them. We die, wood rots, iron rusts, towers fall, walls crumble to dust, rose withers, horse stumbles, cloth wears thin, and everything made will be gone. Not fame, whose fire burns on in page of book, line of song.
Gloomy, gloomy books for old men and babies. The same thing, Agravain, who can't do mere prattle.
My lord Agravain.
Sir Kay.
You requested sweetmeats for the invalid Lord Gawain, your brother.
Yes. What is there?
Pears in spiced wine, a lectury of honey, ale potage.
Thank you, Stuart. I'll take them now.
My lord.
I'll come with you, Agravain. I've had enough of this poet, rolling his eyes and fluttering his hands in the air like a caged finch. What good is a tale unmasked by deeds? They will all in there die of false memory.
Yes?
Brother, how are you?
Sir Gawain, I hope the wound heals.
Reluctantly, Prince Mordred.
Something to tickle your palate, Gawain. We escape the poet. Poets would have it that glory depends on poets. Glory being in their gift. The finer the poet, the higher the glory. As if it were a poet's opinion that exalts glory aloft to its summits. Glory does not come of poets. Glory comes of princes.
Who must win it first, like your father?
And how insipid my father's taste in poets is.
This latest storyteller is a bore.
He couldn't bore you as much as the four blank walls of a sick room bore me. What have you brought? Ah, excellent.
I see you've had another visitor, Sir Gawain.
Kitchen potmen bringing basins of invalid cordial.
Potmen who leave fine linen handkerchiefs perfumed of rose water?
Give it to me.
Certainly. There.
And what news, brother?
Nothing of moment.
Lancelot?
They say Sir Lancelot has gone mad.
Mad? Explain yourself.
Explain myself? I'm not mad. But they say Sir Lancelot is quite cuckoo.
These pears are quite delicious, brother.
Failed the quest. Mourning for his son, Galahad. Imagining himself forbidden court.
Forbidden court? What nonsense are you talking?
I report only what I hear. And I do listen.
It is mischief, and you know it.
My lord, Mordred, enough.
I report only what I hear. And I hear he has become a wilded tree hut hermit of sorts. Abandoned knighthood, penitent, and monkish.
Sir Mordred.
There. But if you do not wish to hear...
I do not wish to hear. It is stuff and nonsense. You murky my spirits with your mithering tittle-tattle of my friend. I'd be obliged if you leave.
My sincere apologies, Sir Gawain. An imposition to tire you. I will go. Speedy recovery.
Brother.
Yes.
Brother, you have not been long at court, but you were here too long without me.
I choose my own friends, if that's what you mean.
If you do, you do not choose wisely.
Your opinion.
My opinion. And the better you know it. You are my responsibility here. The king's nephew.
And my friend is the king's son.
Your friend.
Yes, brother.
Works only ever to his own convenience.
You're jealous.
Jealous? You are a fool. He's picked a friendship with you.
Like you. And absent Sir Lapsable.
Get out. You begin even to talk like him before I thrash you for your insolence. Get out.
Sir Lancelot. Pining? The day's closing in. It's a raw wind. Time to draw up to the fire.
Honestly?
But why?
Honestly, go.
But where?
Camelot. Camelot.
Ah, Camelot. The queen. How could I compete with the queen?
No, the king. I am the king's liege knight.
Then how will you explain?
Explain? What?
Your absence. Your long absence. When all the others are returned or dead, nearly a whole year. How will you explain away your coming not to Camelot?
I will not say only that.
You lost your way? You pursued the questing beast of forlorn hope. You misplaced your memory. You scattered your wits. Is that what you will say? Or will you say the truth?
Truth.
The truth that eludes you, Sir Lancelot. The one enemy you cannot ride down. The one armor your sword cannot hack through. Will you not say that you stayed in Morgan le Fay's castle and took your ease and her company in quiet and solitude and recollection of the honor you once had and your dread of Camelot, your hatred of Camelot, and how in Morgan le Fay's castle you fostered contempt for Arthur the King and self-pity for Sir Lancelot?
No.
Isn't that the truth that eludes you, Sir Lancelot? That you will not spill because you do not dare? The truth that wriggles away, but from which there is no wriggling away. Like jellied cold, it stiffens your bones and your will and your heart. And no fire can warm and loosen the icy grip of it. Is that what you will confide to the queen in Camelot, Sir Lancelot? In Camelot. To the queen in Camelot.
No! No!
Good morning, my lord.
Where am I?
Perhaps a bad dream, my lord. It is day now, see.
swear.
The Lady Morgan hopes that you slept well and asks you to join her in breaking your fast.
I must go.
The horses will be got ready whenever you want.
I must go. How long have I been?
You were ill, my lord.
How long? How long?
See here, Agravaine. In this letter, word for word, as he babbled and blabbered and blurted and burbled into my Aunt Morgan's shell-like ear, huffing like a vast ocean of confession, loves her, driven, deranged for her.
When did this arrive?
Listen to this. Guinevere rules me as the sun rules the moon. Not a marvel of originality. You might almost have heard it from the poet. Guinevere rules me as the sun rules the moon.
Why does your aunt send this to you?
Why does my aunt send this to me? Why does my aunt send this to me? Because, my dear slug-witted Agravaine, my aunt has faith in me. She knows how deeply I care for the kingdom, how others scheme and twist and double and weave again against the king's majesty, how the one closest to him in affection is the one furthest away in trust. And then our absent Sir Lapsable drones and mumbles in his middle sleep this sugary catalogue of treachery.
And your aunt writes it down?
And my aunt writes it down. As the poet says, all would have sunk in oblivion if authors did not record of them. Come with me.
Where?
You will see, or rather hear.
Answer.
Yes, my lady. The spiced wine, my lady.
There. What is that? See to it.
Sire.
Leave.
Yes, my lady.
My lady, Guinevere.
I gave orders not to be disturbed.
I am your husband. I am the king. I am your lord.
I am going to bed.
Sleep with me.
Why?
Sleep with me.
What? For?
I am your husband. The king.
There. Yes.
The king. Your husband.
I do not care. I do not care.
Whenever
you see, my dear Agravaine, my aunt has the king's best interests at heart. It behoves us too.
Yes.
It behoves us honest men.
Dances are specially composed, my lord king. The musician is from the court of Champagne. Well spoken of, quite exceptional ability, they say.
Here or in Champagne?
We shall see, my lord.
Ladies?
Knights from other courts wishing to make obeisance. Which? Of Saxony, of Norway, of Lorraine, also Northumberland.
Ah, Prince Epinogris.
Yes, my lord. They will have their pavilions, but the homage. On the first day, the second day?
The first day.
Very well, my lord.
They will join the hunt.
Oh, doubtless, my lord.
What is it?
I cannot see, my lord. What is it, sir?
Lancelot! Lancelot! In the courtyard!
Where?
Hand aside! The king!
Hand aside!
Sir Lancelot! Lancelot!
Lord king!
Stand up! Stand up! Let me embrace you!
My dear friend, welcome back!
Welcome back! Sir Lancelot has returned!
Beloved friend,
our great trust. Back in Camelot, we've missed you. Sir Kay.
My liege.
Gather all my knights in hall, everyone.
Yes, my liege.
On this sunny day in winter, you come back. The brightest son of our court. Welcome, Sir Lancelot.
My Lord Lancelot, you have returned.
Yes, my lady.
The Queen then has her champion once more, has she?
Yes, my lady.
The Queen then is glad of it.
Ah, Lancelot, a sight for sore eyes. Better than any doctor's remedy.
Give me anything that isn't better than a doctor's remedy.
Oh, Lancelot, embrace me.
How long have you been hobbling around like this, Gawain?
Since I returned. 2 months.
2 months, even with Dinadan's hurt?
Nothing that grows will cure malingering.
Tell us where you've been.
Where have I been?
Why? Sir Lancelot, welcome! Welcome! Oh, it is not the same here without you. We've missed you.
Oh, and I you, Sir Boss.
Lancelot, happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day.
I've begun to wonder if...
Yes?
To wonder if ever... If ever we would meet again. After the Grail.
Percival. Gone.
Sweet Percival.
And Galahad.
Yes.
Well, here we are, met. Shall we pinch each other to see if we are real? Are you real, Bedivere? Bors? Gawain? I'm real.
Oh, really?
Really.
I cannot think how. Force of habit?
Lancelot!
Kay!
Have some wine, sure. Oh. I think it was purloined from you in the first place.
I am sent to require Sir Lancelot with you all to attend the King and Queen.
Very well. Dear friends... Words fail me.
No words needed.
Lancelot!
Lancelot!
Oh, I'll not be lame-legging around much longer. You can imagine, keeping this dull, stick-bound company was no encouragement to find my mettle. But now,
An old pack. But the pack we know best.
Lancelot! The news was true. You're back. We ran to greet you.
Prince Mordred.
Sir Lancelot.
And who is this?
Agravain, my Lord Lancelot.
Gawain, your brother.
Yes. My Lord Lancelot, it's a great honor. I have heard so much.
Come now. The king is waiting.
The lion is still the lion.
Longer in the tooth,
the better to chew. The queen? Grey hairs peep out below her circling gold crown. She is the queen. Therefore, they are silver.
Sir Lancelot du Lac!
My liege. My lady,
in honor, welcome, for your worthiness of the round table fellowship of your brother knights who have lived in such ardent hope for the day you would return to Camelot, and of this high and noble court, welcome, most of chivalry, Sir Lancelot du Lac.
The
King!
Thank you.
Lady Guinevere.
Good night, my lady. My Lady Guinevere, good night.
My Lady Guinevere.
Whom did you expect to find here in Guinevere's chamber?
You told me to come.
And if I had not told you to come, if I had told you nothing. But I do not need to tell you to do nothing. Nothing you do as you choose, and nothing you choose to do.
Do not torment me.
Do not I torment you?
Does the moon shine without light? Does the river flow without water? Does the eagle fly without pinions? Do not I torment you?
Does Lancelot live without Guinevere? Does Lancelot live without Guinevere?
And Enid lay abed without sleep in a chamber of glass, and Eric on the outer edge. The sun streamed in on her, and the sheet had slipped from his shoulder, and he slept. And she looked on him. How beautiful he was, and what strength in him as the lion. And she wept over him for the honor and prowess that he lost in loving her. And her warm tears splashed on him, and he woke.
What is this?
And when he woke and asked her why she cried, she said it was for her great love of him, that she feared he squandered reputation by this long staying abed with her, and not performing deeds of courage as he had used to do. And he pondered, did she grow tired of him looking for other lovers? And so he rose and left their bed and scorned her and proved himself in other contests of his manhood.
Good night.
No, don't. Don't go, don't go. Don't hold me. I love you. I love you.
Does Lancelot live without Guinevere?
No.
Does Guinevere live without Lancelot?
No, no.
I have died all my deaths now.
I have not begun. I have not begun.
Let me sleep,
unassailed.
No! My Lord Gawain, I know you do not like me, though in truth I do not know why. But it is true.
I do not believe it.
Letters, witness,
snooping, eavesdropping.
You speak as if it were a crime to serve the king's best interest.
You do not serve any best interest but your own, Prince Mordred.
There is no question, brother, but that.
There is a question, brother, of your loyalty.
To you or the king? Who first? You or the king?
If you will not support, help.
Ah, help you need. Help in your calumny. And how many of you will be equal of Lancelot? A dozen? 20?
Numbers do not count. The truth does. Come, Sir Agravain.
Yes, my lord.
These old dogs cannot champ gristle anymore. Nothing tougher than spoon-fed mash for them.
Enough, my lady.
Merry it is while summers last with bird song, but chill it is in winter blast and weather strong. Ay, ay, that this night is long, and I with well much wrong, sorrow and mourn and fast.
More water.
Yes, my lady.
You know the enormity of this, Agravain.
Yes, sire.
I think you can hardly even guess at the enormity of this. And if what you tell me is not true.
Yes, my liege.
He must be taken.
Aye.
They must be taken.
If I may suggest, my lord king, when you go hunting tomorrow, Sir Lancelot will not go with you. As night draws in, that you send for your cooks and post word to the queen that you will stay in the lodge. The night. And we will take him with the queen as he lies with her. On pain of death, my liege.
Yes. On pain of death, Sir Agravain. The best of my knights. How many of you?
With Prince Mordred, 12 others. Stout men!
Against Lancelot?
We will take him, my lord.
Leave me.
My liege, Prince Mordred asks...
Leave me!
Yes, my lord.
Again, Dinadan. Good. Feels good.
Steady, Wuthert. You're not inured. You're fatigued quickly.
Sir Dinadan, I do believe age is mellowing you. You're like a soft plum these days.
I mean that a funeral would be a heavy bother at the moment. Where, what's that?
King's head. Come on, Dinadan. Go to!
Lord! Good day!
Sir Lancelot, good day. Privately.
What's this, Hagamugger?
Be careful.
Careful? Too old.
Mordred, Agravain, and an assortment of others set to hawk you if you visit the Queen.
And to talk with her?
Not this night. It is conspiracy. The King will post word that he plans not to return to the palace. It is bait in the trap.
The Queen has sent for me. And I must go.
You must not.
You would have me refuse the queen like a churl? She will see me. Come, Sir Bors, not so dismayed.
Let's exercise.
Open in the king's name! Traitor, Sir Lancelot du Lac! You are taken in flagrante guilty! Open in the name of Arthur the King!
Watch him!
Take him!
Strip the side. Rabbits, or which of you first?
Take him!
Take him! After him, you let him escape!
Get out, madam.
Get out!
A torch. We need a torch.
Get out!
My Lord Mordred.
Sir Agravain is dead.
Horseman, quickly.
Yes, sir.
To Sir Bors and no one else.
What word, sir? He will know. He will know.
Gawain, you come now. And perhaps now you will choose between the king and the viper called friend.
What are you talking about?
Your friend Lancelot lies abed with the queen. Gowk in the nest when the king is absent. We came to take him in his moiling treason, but he fought away.
How many? A score of you?
And in doing so, he slew your brother.
What?
Lying in a swim of his own blood outside the queen's bedchamber.
Agravain. Brother!
Of your prey, Guinevere, snared in Camelot. While Lancelot the Buck runs free, the kingdom yours in jeopardy. To your hunting, Arthur King. To your hunting, great king.
Tell them, Sir Bors. I'll fight any man alive. Any man, tell them, to prove her innocence. Tell them that, Bors. Any man prepared to stand against me blade to blade. I'll fight for her honor, for her name. Tell them! Tell them! Any man!
To court!
To court!
Post haste to court!
The king!
Arthur the king!
My lord king, father!
Where is the queen?
Confined to a chamber, my lord.
I wish to speak to you.
Aye, my lord.
Agravain dead?
Yes, father.
By Lancelot's hand?
Outside the chamber. Cut down like a bulrush, my friend. My dear friend, Lancelot like a wolf, savage, mad, bloody wolf, struck him down bleeding at my feet. Pray for him at my feet. I had to let him escape, father. I couldn't leave my friend dying.
No.
Let me go after him, father. I will hunt him down, avenge my friend, avenge your honor.
You would not survive the first swing of his sword.
It is my right, my privilege, to pursue the murderer.
There is no need to pursue him. He will come here.
Here? How?
When the queen is executed.
Oh.
stand against each other now, Gawain?
Yes.
I have no stomach for it.
Choose your loyalty, then.
I cannot. Do not ask me to choose.
Then do not trouble me with your conscience. Your conscience is like a stone in my shoe.
I would be friends.
Then be not his kinsman. You cannot be friends here and loyal to Lancelot.
Lancelot fled?
Brothers, can we not remain brothers of the round table?
That Guinevere brought to Camelot? How after this?
You know well, Gawain. Your brother schemed and plotted with Mordred, conniving at this.
And Agravain, my brother, is dead by Lancelot's faithful sword.
In the dark. It was in the dark. He cannot have seen.
Yes. Dark, perpetually dark for my brother now.
This vengeance will not restore him to the light.
Lancelot alive.
You take Mordred's side against Lancelot? The cur against the lion, that's what it means. Mordred or Lancelot? Well?
No. Gawain's flesh and blood.
Gawain, come.
Leave me alone, all you bending men without brothers in their shrouds. Now Gawain has no brothers. And the very word brother is like poison in my throat. I wish to be left alone.
King.
Arthur, King.
Judgment is allowed. By royal decree of Arthur the King, by law most sole and severe, the traitor knight, Sir Lancelot du Lake, is impeached and condemned in absentia. His accomplice in odious guilt of high treason, adultery, in misprision and default abominable, the Lady Guinevere, is by this court condemned to die by condign punishment. She will be taken hence and burned alive for the purging of her sin and the extirpation of menace from this realm. And may the Lord have mercy on her soul.
Dies illa, solvit seclum infabila, teste David cum sibilla, quantus tremor est futurus, quando judex est venturus, punctus dicte discusurus.
She will burn. She will burn. Like fire in winter until she is ash and dust, trodden into the black earth. Guinevere, Merlin.
Having Guinevere, she will seem yours but not be yours. She will be as reflection in mirror, perfect and beyond reach. And at Guinevere will sit but one and not you, one closer to your heart in fealty and love. It is her beauty beguiles you, and better that beauty were locked in high tin tadgel and the key dropped away into the spuming jaws of the sea.
Thank you.
Guinevere!
In Guinevere, Part 6 of Arthur the King by Graham Fife, Jill Balkan played the Lady Guinevere, Nicholas Farrell, Sir Lancelot, and Keith Baxter, King Arthur, with Anna Massey as Morgan le Fay, Tom Hunsinger as Prince Mordred, Angus Pope as Sir Agravaine, Johan Meredith as Sir Gawain, Douglas Blackwell, Sir Bors, Michael Kilgariff, Sir Kay, and James Green, Sir Dinadan, with Joe Kendall, Marcia King, Moya Leslie, Brian Miller, Simon Treves, Vincent Brimble, and Donald G. The music is by Stephen Foe. Arthur the King is directed by John Powell.